this afternoon, just before 3 o'clock, our fire and emergency medical resources, ambulance, and the fire engine responded to a call for a possible heart attack. They rolled up on the scene, and unfortunately, to their surprise, it was our city manager, Frank Simpson. At that point in time, he was in cardiac arrest, and CPR was being done when we got on the scene. Our EMS personnel took over CPR, started advanced life support for Frank, and he was transported to College Station Medical Center very quickly. When he arrived at College Station Medical Center, their emergency room staff and team did an outstanding job of working and doing everything they could possibly do to save our city manager. And unfortunately, his situation continued to get worse, and he did pass away this afternoon just before 4 o'clock.
And the call was to where?
The call was to his home. He was working around the house today, and so he was just like a lot of people today, taking Saturday to get your house cleaned up, yard work, those kinds of things. So he was actively just working around the house when he started feeling, you know, like he wasn't feeling well. So, and as you know, today it was a little bit, we had a little rain this morning, and humidity kind of kept creeping up, and it's supposed to be a cold front sometime coming through tonight, but it was pretty humid out there today. So I think, you know, the work he was doing and you know, situation was setting in on him, and plus being, you know, overheated working in the yard probably led up to him not feeling well. So he did go inside the house and was able to sit down and start cooling off a little bit. And that's when the situation occurred that he possibly had a heart attack at that time.
And he made the call then?
Actually, is his wife. His wife made the call. She was in there with him, and just, you know, so telling him, hey, you need to sit down and cool off. It's, you know, it's hot out there and so forth. And, you know, it's like all of us were out there working hard and everything and trying to get our yard cleaned up. And sometimes, you know, us men are sometimes stubborn, and we just won't keep on going. So, but he did sit down, and he did, you know, take it easy try to cool off a little bit.
Emergency responders, it doesn't matter who it is, it's, you know, 150% effort, but there's still that little extra kick of adrenaline when you know who the person is that you're responding to, and maybe even another notch when it's somebody that you work with.
And that's exactly right. I mean, when it's a fellow brother city worker, you know, and you respond out, it does cause you as an emergency responder to feel that adrenaline rush in more, because you know this person, you work with them. We respond and try to help everybody any way we can on every emergency call. It's kind of like when you have a situation at your own personal home and a loved one has a problem, like we saw today. You know, you get very, very worried and very anxious about that. So, you know, our emergency responders came in and were able to quickly transport Frank with advanced life support in place to the hospital. But it does, when you know that person, you know, it really does hit you in a much more difficult way. One thing we were glad a few weeks ago that Frank was named as our new city manager, and we were all excited about that. And Frank just came to the city of College Station with just tremendous energy. This was his dream job to work here in College Station, and he just it resonated from him each and every day when he came to work. You could tell this was it, and he loved it. And I know as fire chief, I enjoyed working with him in just a short period of time that I had, and I was really looking forward to working with him for many years in the future. So it's a tremendous loss for our city. It's a tremendous loss for our organization, and we want to provide as much support to his family as we possibly can in this very difficult time.
How about supporting the emergency responders? 2013 has just been awful when you consider about the tragedy in Bryant at the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, and then what's happened in West and now with Frank.
It is very difficult. When 2013 came in, you know, it's it came in with a vengeance, and we've seen nothing but many tragedies. As you mentioned, the ones you just talked about. We also had the, you know, Boston Marathon bombing. I mean, you just think about every time you turn the news on, there's something bad happening. So yes, it is very difficult to think about in today's times that we live in. You know, how do we prepare for everything that could come at us on any given day? But as emergency responders, that's what we do. We have to be prepared to take whatever the worst thing is that happens in our community. We have to be able to try to respond and somehow make it better. And that's what we do.
But who's looking after you guys?
Well, what we always teach each other, that's a very good question, you know, is we do have systems in place with employee assistance programs and those that the city has. We also have peer, persons that can go around that are also firefighters that can talk to people when they go through these tragic events. But our first line of defense is to take care of each other. You know, look out for situations where one of our firefighters may be, you know, struggling with a particular call. It's always, I don't care how long you've been in this business, it's very difficult. You see some things that that the average person hopefully never gets to see in their life because it's so devastating. But some of these calls, they do, you know, tend to build up on you sometimes. So we try to help each other out, make sure everybody's taken care of, get plenty of rest. That's a big thing. You know, we try to make sure our employees have time off to get away from the emergency situations. They, you know, do some of the fun things like fishing and boating and skiing in the wintertime and those kinds of things. But we encourage our employees to do those kinds of things, have a balanced life. And we do that each and every day with our employees.
And not a more important time than right now to have those diversions.
Exactly. You look at the calls that we've had just in, as you mentioned, in 2013 have been very devastating. We've had a lot of our members assisting with many line of duty death funerals through Honor Guard. We have our own pipes and drum band that, you know, participates in those memorial services. We have some of our Honor Guard personnel that actually act as family liaisons to be with the families in these tragic events and help them recover and just be there for them in case they have a question or they need something. You know, we can help them out right at that point in time. So it's a very important time to stay focused on what we're here to do, take time to rest and enjoy life outside the emergency responders' life. But it's a very important message to get out today that we always want to remember all those that we work with. And Frank is one that we'll never forget as being an outstanding leader, not only in the community, but in our city organization. He will be greatly missed.